This is the Nonstop Working Podcast.
A lot of people think I'm from the hood.
This is where we living at, y'all.
Going it down for anchor.fm/215.
Determining that it's something beyond.
Some people have footage.
We're on our way to 1 million or more.
You want I should treat them like white folks?
Some people might not have footage at all, you know.
Nonstop working, working.
They have naturalized poverty.
You can also find Nonstop Working on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your man, Mr. Hurd, live in the full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. Dang, Philadelphia's number one independent podcast, DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. You know, shout out to everybody who's been visiting our website, www.daus.me. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm trying to make sure I got a little energy for y'all. So this is a little sugar joint. I'm trying to get in real fast. Eating this white macadamia nut cookie here. Thing is all the way official. All right, but give me a second, all right? Let me get y'all a little jam or something. My fault. Hold on. Mm-hmm. All right. Just mute it up a little bit for y'all. This is my joint. Let me put this on. I like this joint a lot more. All right. Yeah. So listen, y'all. Yo, it's honestly, it's so much to talk about, right? Whole lot of things to talk about. I had to decide. I've been trying to get this segment to y'all for a couple days now, as well as over at the Swint, because like I said, so many things developing, you got to pick and choose what's going to go down, you know. So we actually have, I have like four segments cut, you know what I'm saying, discussing a bunch of different things. So I'm kind of just, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just push them together, or you know, we'll get the content out to you guys, you know, as we need to, excuse me. But yeah, shout out to everybody who's been visiting the website, www.daus.me. We're continuing a very smooth and steady pace and growth as far as our website goes and traffic. We still have updates planned. We still have a lot of things that we want to do. We're working on our infrastructure, so we'll be able to meet more accommodations and also provide a better experience at our website. You know, we've done a good job for some time at keeping articles up and connecting with artists around the world. We had the DAUS radio playing from the website. We've gotten chesttrunk.com, which if you go to chesttrunk.com right now, it'll take you to our website, and you'll see things related to chess, which is something that we want to do at our website. We're going to continue to do so. Shout out to chesttrunk.com. We want to promote Chess Trunk a lot more, and we want to build that platform and space. We have that coming to you, so you can find out about that again at our website, www.daus.me. All right, we had a very active landing page or home page when we first operated for some time. And shout out to everybody who's been visiting our website from the very start. You know, we have over millions, a few million hits at that website. This year it's different, you know, I mean, not this year is different, but we're not in the millions in terms of hits for this year, but since our beginning, we've done several million hits at that website. And yeah, we're growing things there, man. But if you saw, we've had all different kind of things going on. We've changed the website around in all different kind of ways. We've done custom designs, web designs. We've had template layouts and all different kind of stuff, you know. And it's been fun. Shout out to everybody who knows coding and web design. You guys know how you can make a web page out of just about anything. So we had some fun growing to what we are. We've had a lot of fun growing into what we've grown to be. And we're excited about where we're going in the future and the potential for things. So again, continue to visit our website. We got updates planned. We got, you know, chesttrunk.com. And we got other affiliate sites that are going to be incorporated in there for you as well. So it's looking nice, man. I'm really excited here. I want to give a shout out to my OG Dame Dash. He just shouted me out in his live real fast. Shout out to Dame Dash. You know, he has a new app. Let me see. I'm looking for it now. Whatever. Hold on. Where is it? Yeah, he has a new app. He was just on a live explaining how he is taking some different steps to sharing the content from Dame Dash Studios. You know, he was talking about a bit how he had the streaming service, and that it was a price for the subscription at first, and that I think he said, he was saying, or the idea was that he wanted to provide a free platform to people. So he removed the subscription and decided to just go ahead and issue the content to people for free. He said that that was a better move, that he came to the realization that that would be a better idea. So he changed it around, and now he has the app. Where did it go? Now, I thought I just downloaded it, but where's mine at? I can't find it on my phone here. I think I might be overlooking it. But either way, we're going to go check it out. It's on a website. So, well, if you go to your app store, you can download it in your app store. And I left the live really fast to find it. And I thought I had downloaded it and it had completed, but it didn't. So I just did it now. But yeah, go download the app and check out what he's got going on there. Okay. That's Pinky Lee. Shout out to Pinky Lee. Make sure you guys tune into Words of Wisdom on YouTube, where she's doing her thing. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Give it a second. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, so I've downloaded the app now. There we go. There we go. Let me see. All right, here we go. All right, right. So look, I'm on the app right now. I'm on the joint right now, right? And this is fly. Look, this is dope already. Let me see what we got going. All right, so it says TV series. This is dope. Let me see. Hold on. All right, so yeah, man, this is fly. So you got TV series up there, the CEO show, Dame Dash After Dark, Dash Diabetes Network, OG Stories, Rocuseries Therapy. That's cool. That's cool. Top Movies, Stone. Yo, this is basic. This is like, this is like Hulu, Netflix. This is fat right here. This is basically like Hulu, Netflix, but with all of his content as flavor. Blue Rock Records. What's this? Let's see. Let's see if we can play something here. Oh, I'm sorry. Agents who are realtors are here for it. So right now we're tuned in. This is the Dame Dash Network. The listing. Here for it all, because that's who we are. So this is official, y'all. This is all way official.
You ain't never had that cold, some oh. Fiends get the dough from us. We roll them up, we steady smoke on ops, them niggas hoes to us. Remember days, I'm stripping niggas. I ain't had no pole to bust, 11 shots up to his chest like...
Oh, man, I've been telling y'all, yo, this is official. Quality, this is official. This is... In the field on both sides. 2 2 3s and 4 5s. We get the drop, we gon' slide. You ain't never had to go slide. Bitches that say both sides. The hoe that says she love you be the reason that you gon' die. That's no lie. Whoa. Seen it up and close, that shit made both. Yo, this is homicides. This is the that pills they got them so high. You ain't never had to tote that gun. America New Network. Steady outside post a hustle and I'm trying to get Dash Group. Shout out to Dame Dash. They doing it. Okay. Okay. I mean, the quality here is official here. I'm not gonna disrespect the network and, you know, but yo, all the way official, y'all. Cold summer. what's that, West Sioux and Gutter 5K, I believe that was, guys. It says Comedy Parlor. Comedy Parlor, excuse me, y'all. That, you know, languages, jumping languages, man, linguistics. Comedy Parlor, Diabetes Network, Season 1, Episode 1, is that? Forgive me.
Jimmy Dean Morning Combos.
You see, he's got the ads in there all smooth and cool.
And made them bite-sized.
That's right,
so you
Dan.
Eat them on the go.
They're bite-sized.
I'm kind of...
Yeah, like I said, this is all the way official, y'all.
Damon Dash, and this is the Dash Diabetes Network. I might not be a doctor, but I'm definitely in a doctor's state of mind.
Here's the thing. If you change your lifestyle, we can reduce the amount of insulin you need. But to get you insulin free, you don't make insulin. You don't make insulin. Oh, you don't make insulin. Bro.
Cauliflower as the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me I'm going to still love this like pizza.
He's a thespian too.
Yeah, he is.
A snobby one.
Yo, Dame. Dame, let me tell you, Dame, let me tell you why I'm going to be on the network checking out your content, bro. One, because you OG, right? But also, Dame, I'm going to be checking out your content because, like I told folks, I don't watch TV, bro. I don't watch television, so, you know, I don't watch television.
I'm Damon Dash, and it's the Dash Diabetes Network, and just in case you didn't know, I'm a type 1 diabetic. My thing is everybody has an opinion, everybody has a perspective. As long as you're intelligent enough to articulate it in a way that's not offensive, I'm always open for all kinds of dialogue.
Yeah, that's official. So listen, y'all, I want y'all to go download the app, yo. I've downloaded the app. Y'all heard me just download the app. I'm here. I played with you a little bit of what's there. And this is all kind of stuff, man. And I don't want to say, yo, we got to support this. This ain't even, we got to support this. Yo, this is fly. Y'all need this. You need to go download the app. You need this app, right? Like, you can't download Netflix and just watch the content. You dig what I'm saying? You can't do that. So if Dame done made it free here, why would you not watch the content? Why would you not go get involved? And when I'm saying get involved, I'm like, yo, for all of y'all that be hitting me up talking about I got a movie idea, I got a script idea, I got my book, help me put, y'all know how many books I done helped people put out in the past year? Or in the last year, we've done about 10. In the last year, just help them put your book out, 10 books, right? I think about 4 to 5 of those would be good movies, or people have asked me if I thought it would be a good movie. Yeah. And the America New Network is where you could be playing your movies. You could be doing deals with Dame and them and getting them up here with America New Network. It's here. It's right here. You know? For all of you writers, y'all could be getting in contact, having your stories being made and produced. I'm saying that's what this represents if you see it. So download the app. Download the app and look yourself. You can always take it off if you don't want it, but I don't see why you wouldn't want it. And this is a lot of content for free, so go do that, yo. Seriously, it's a lot of y'all who, I'm telling y'all, got the movie ideas. Y'all need to get your movies up on America New. America New Network. This is where you want to get your stuff now. Yo, this is where y'all want your music videos from now on. America New Network. On God, I was just asking for this. This is where you want your music videos now. For all of y'all who got music videos, it'll be the gang. D-Money. He's been crushing the game. Battle rapping. He's on a tour. Crushing folks. But y'all got to go check him out on YouTube. I'm headed over there right now. I want to follow him on YouTube. Y'all want to check him out on YouTube. Hold up. See what he got over there. We want Backstory Battle League. Backstory Battle League on YouTube. Backstory Battle League on YouTube. That's where we at with it. All right. World Series Day. 51 views. So 6 hours ago, folks done did the stream. Let's see him check him out. What are you talking about? 6 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? Man, fuck that. Put a price on your head and come with a bounty. Y'all niggas ain't hard, y'all Montgomery County. I know you can take a hit, man. Like you playing too. Y'all saw the footage. I like to show out with these hands too. Put something on bill, like we chipping in. I fuck your BM, make that whole strip again. I do it dirty like the water out of Michigan. Matter of fact, when it's balls, you know I get it in. Rosenberg, shut your fat ass up before I rock you. Tell you get your fat ass up. Stop hanging around easy, dog. You'll get sick as hell. Pistol with your skull. Now we got a BBL, two ratchets. That's Remy and a new nail. This and that come with a URL. Rosenberg, stop rapping. Get a CDL. Man, you know what it is. It's the BBL. You fake ass niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all saw employees, nigga, I run the company. I dumped the sick passport, new country. Man, you pussy, probably bleed on the muffly. Drop you not from Philly, they disgusted me. The Nina on me and I got full custody. You don't want no smoke, I'm on demon time. Hit him up with the K, now we beat it. Stand tall, never fold it. Spin the block and reload it. Stand tall, never fold it. Spin the block and reload it. Stand tall, never fold it. Spin the block and reload it. Stand tall, never fold it. Spin the block and reload it. Not from Philly, 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 reload it.
Yeah, yeah, y'all know that's some of the new flavor that D Money, you not from Philly Reloaded. Yeah, yeah, you not from Philly Reloaded. My man got more albums out than the Beatles. You know what I'm saying? Now he's really expanding on you hoes out there. That's right, he's expanding on you hoes, and I'm loving it. I'm eating my McDonald's and I'm loving it. Yeah. Let's see what he's talking about here, if we can. What are you talking about in here? He's been crushing the game. He's been doing the lives. Y'all got to pull up to the live. So you want to go to Backstory Battle League, hit subscribe, and do the notification, John. So this way, when he's doing the lives, you get the notification. But folks being alive, wilding out, they being alive is wilding. Definitely worth tuning in. All right, you can keep up with the battle leagues, what's going on with the different battle rap artists and... Yo, it's all different kind of stuff going on. Like, yo, it's a whole different, it's a whole nother world of magical, mystical goodness that folks have created. So this internet thing is, again, undefeated. Mm-hmm. It's undefeated. And when we get to this virtual, the virtual thing that's going to be coming, that whole virtual realm of thing, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be real interesting. So this is one of those spaces that's going to grow. And continue to grow. So you guys want to be a part of it in this beginning stage right now. You could become somebody. Yo, you could become somebody in there right now. Let me see what he's talking about.
Let me add some iced tea and my lemonade.
You wallet.
I'm Jermaine Lane. Yeah. I ain't got no betting money, man. I ain't got no betting money today, man. No, when I do bet, I only bet like light. I bet like $10 at a time. You know what I mean? One second, y'all.
Yeah, man, he's been crushing the scene. You know what I mean? They've been calling my man the Algorithm Ball. You know what I'm saying? He's buzzing right now, all crazy. You know what I mean? He's been, one, battle rapping all crazy, but he's been growing and getting the attention of some of those rap heavyweights and things like that. So people are gravitating to my man, D Money. Moolah be the gang out here. D Peso. Yeah. I'm excited. I want you guys to go like, follow, and subscribe. Like, follow, and subscribe at YouTube, the Backstory Battle League. Yeah. So this is him in his promotions bag. He over there promoting content and things like that. So artists, get with them. But like I said, go check it out. If you go to Backstory Battle League, hit subscribe, hit the notifications, and just pay attention for a week. All right, when you get them subscriptions, just go ahead and pull up to the live. Come up to the live. You know what I mean? Join the live and that kind of thing. Yeah, and talk your shit. Come up there and pop shit. Come up there and pop your shit. Yeah. Yeah, but it's going down over there. They got all different kind of stuff going down, all different kind of folks. And I'm serious, man. This is growing. I mean, people all over the world. This internet thing is really something else. It's really something else. Let's move a little forward here. And he over there just bumping music and promoing. Got up there, Luke Kane versus D Money. All right, it's gonna be a free live virtual battle rap event. Streaming exclusively to Adept HNIC YouTube. It's gonna be streaming. So it's Luke Kane versus D Money. December? I can't see the number right now because let me see. I can't see the number. So I can't see, but it's. It looked like it might be first or fourth. Okay, I can't see. Okay. Yeah, but he's over there crushing the cast and also over at the Swint. All right, so be on the listen for that. But yeah, she's killing the game. You know what I'm saying? She dropped Heavy on the Trizzy. Y'all know about that joint. A lot of folks know that Heavy on the Trizzy. They was feeling that. And also, she was featured on my album, and she's done tracks with Moolah Be the Gang and all different kind of folks. You know what I'm saying? But she's rebranded in some ways. You know what I'm saying? She's still giving you guys that flavorful rhyme, but she's also changed up her mind. Some might say she matured a bit. Yeah, whatever. I know that she's still doing a wonderful job taking care of herself and promoting herself as an artist and a business. And so I'm proud of her for that. So I want you guys to go check her out. As I said, Pink Lee Dash Topic. I'm trying to find some of our content here. Here we go. All right, so Pink Lee Dash Topic. She's also been doing promotional shows and events, which is, again, fantastic. She's got all kinds of ideas. We talked earlier, man. She's got all kinds of ideas that she wants to do. She's just blossoming. I feel so honored. But yeah, she's doing a fantabulous job. Let me see. This was Heavy on the Trizzy.
Heavy on the Trizzy. Heavy on the Trizzy. Ah,
bitch.
Pink Lee. 2Ks, bitch. I'm everything that they tried to be. Attack at the clones, they no matching me. Crescent up, bucket, no grasping me. You switching up like technology. Me never change, I'm big bills only. You was deranged like Blondie Z. I am the one, like the only. Presence is a present, presence keep the pinky ring. On my pinky, they dropped the Y. Now you stream Pink Lee on Spotify. Hoes weak and it needs a deal to me. The love right here, SWV. Claim you hate me, it's just jealousy. It's a thin line, really, they loving me. Man, that baby dad show a lovey hugging me. Post one more sub, and he fuck. Me. Three no strike can't get enough of me. Like Pinata, he stuffing me. Like Pinata, he busting me. No veil, Mayana, he ain't cuffing me. I'm out of his pedigree. Looking for a bad bitch, bait. I'm queen. I know my worth. Next step, ting, a ting beneath. They be like pink, so heavy on the Trizzy. Ding ring bells like Liberty. All over the CD. Baby, I'm around like a Trizzy. Baby, I'm around, make them dizzy. Both sides, ho. I ain't in my zone. No beehive, though. Get busy. They look to glee. Heavy on a Trizzy.
Oh no.
Pink Lee, heavy on a Trizzy. Heavy on a Trizzy. Ha, ha.
One for cover.
Drop the Y, ho. 0621. Drop the Y, ho.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, man. That's just Heavy on the Trees. Just playing that just because it's there. Because we're here. You know what I'm saying? This is a... This is Pinkley Acoustic Performance at Wonderland. What's this? I didn't say, what's that?
Many did me wrong, only got a few folks. Wake up every day, high with high hopes. Carpe diem every day, what we own. Carpe diem every day, what we own.
See how you're doing, Acoustic Jones.
That's what we own. That's what we own. Carpe diem every day, what we own. Different conversations, I'm in different rooms. Praying I'm the dumbest, the knowledge trying to consume. Wait, I was button taking L after L. Now I'm a full bloom, like spring clean, didn't even need a broom. Perfect harmony, didn't even sing a tune. Married to the money, didn't even need a groom. Silently making moves, y'all making announcements. Claim y'all working, but y'all lounging. We ain't heard nothing about it. Yeah, it's not giving what it's supposed to. Slow moves always better than no moves. Wait, stay on your grind, your time coming soon. Wait, stay on your grind, your time coming soon. Wait, slow moves is better than no moves. See, you gotta give life what you supposed to. Like,
hey. Yeah, man, we out here nonstop working on these hoes. Y'all better stop playing. We out here nonstop working on these hoes. Now. It's Pink Lee, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, big things to be expected. What would you do?
What it takes to have that. You don't know what it takes to obtain that. We all say, oh, we want $1 million. Okay. Yeah, but we're going to spend it frivolously if we don't work for it because we don't know the value of it.
Mm. Yeah, talking heavy. That's her giving game a little bit out here. Yeah, so, yeah, man. A lot of folks would be like, yo, there's not any decent female artists out here to support, and I can't find da 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 da. Well, Pink is a decent artist to support. She's a decent artist to support, okay? She's doing it up. Go see for yourself. Go see for yourself on YouTube. Pink Lee-Topic. Pink2K's Lee-Topic on YouTube. Shout out to her. That's what I'm talking about. Get them, Pink. Get them, Pink. All right. Now, all right. We've been going in for 30 minutes so far. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to you guys about something a little more serious, right? On my mind, right? I want to play for you guys a clip that's been floating about. You know, Hamas is doing their thing in the Gaza and everything like that. So there's this whole war going on. And I really wanted to do a segment talking about that. However, I have weird feelings about it, okay? I have weird feelings about it. And so, on one hand, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is something that I should be talking with everybody about. And then another hand, I'm like, I'm tired of talking. And what I mean is that I don't feel like everything is my business. I do, and I don't. And then, there's the, excuse me. I hit the microphone. There's the reality that people really don't know what's going on. And I'm not considering myself to be people. Even though I am people, like, yeah, I don't know everything that's going on. Like, I'm not over there. I'm not seeing any bombs hit anything. However, when you start talking to people about the why, there's a lot of people who's like, there's nothing that can justify this. There's nothing that can justify that. There's nothing that can explain this. And I'm not sure if I agree. There's people who are saying this stuff that's going on is the worst thing or equal to the Holocaust, if not worse. I'm not sure I agree with that rhetoric. So there's a lot of things around this war that's going on that I think is weird. And for that reason, I don't want to stream too much about it. I don't want to share too much content. And again, as I'm going through the content and looking at it, it's all seeming weird. You know? So until further developments, I won't talk heavily about that. I'll be loose. But I came across this clip here. Make sure I find it in the right place. Where this guy was, it's 33 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock. It's 33 minutes and 33 seconds right now. The portal is open. So, this clip here. Hold on. I'm scrolling through it. This is a lot of clips. Yo, folks, just be, I'm telling you, y'all. I love y'all on the internet and on the Instagram. Y'all just be shot. Y'all just be hitting me with shit. Check this out, H. Check this out, H. Yo, H, what you think of this? This is wild. Hold on. Oh, Lord, where is it? Right place and space. Sorry, I ain't running no jams yet, but this guy is a clip of a guy. He's going in. Here it is. He's going in on black folks. Listen, check him out and let me know what you think. He's talking about, oh, black folks, this is your fault, and where are you at, and where are you at? And he's talking about the immigrants and illegal immigration, and he's talking about the Democratic Party. He's saying, you know, black folks, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all always voting Democrats, and why, and everything like that, right? Now, in a segment that I recorded, I was telling you guys earlier that I had segments that we recorded. In one of them segments, I was talking about all of this stuff around immigration and how there were a lot of people coming into America. And I was talking about the Hamas thing. So this is around the war and how I felt about it. And I was saying to Americans that, you know, there's a lot of foreigners coming to America right now. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it for y'all real fast. And in this one space, they're talking about they're talking about 200,000 people coming into America a month. 200,000 people coming into America a month, man. All right, I'm going to try to find that clip. But until then, I'll get to that one. Check out what this guy is saying here.
Black community, these are your jobs. These are your scooters to get to work. These are your shelters. And you constantly fucking vote for these Democrats for 70 years. The black community, I'm talking to you. And what have they given you? They give what you deserve to these illegal fucking aliens. Where the fuck are you, black community? I'm calling out the black community. These are your jobs. These are your scooters to get to work. These are your shelters. And you constantly fucking vote for these Democrats for 70 years. The black community, I'm talking to you. And what have they given you? They get really what upset. You deserve to these illegal fucking aliens.
Now, I want to know what you guys think about that. Okay? Now, I said to him, when I said that video, I said, oh, I agree with him. Oh, I agree. He's right. Yeah, and yeah, he is right. Now, I want him to also say, please, black people, come rescue us. Like we know only you can, because without you, we are incapable of doing anything here, and we need you. That's what I want him to follow up with. See, he's trying to, like, shame folks into helping him. However, you can hear all in his tone his true feelings, right? So if he didn't have a need, would he even care about the so-called black people he's referring to, this guy?
Take it what you deserve to these illegal fucking aliens. Where the fuck are you, black community? I'm calling out the black community. These are your jobs. These are your scooters to get to work. These are your shelters. And you constantly fucking vote for these Democrats for 70 years.
Now, you
the
see?
Black community, I'm talking to you.
He said, these are your shelters, your community dish. I said, now I need you to say, y'all run it. This is y'all's. This belongs to y'all. Y'all run everything. Y'all own everything. I need him to say, black Americans, y'all rule America. Clean it up. That's what he's saying, right?
These are your scooters to get to work. These are your shelters. And you constantly fucking vote for these Democrats for 70 years. The black community, I'm talking to you. And what have they given you? Take it what you deserve to these illegal fucking aliens.
Now, did I hear it wrong? Or is that what he's saying? He's saying, black community, y'all rule America. These are your shelters, your scooters. He said, the scooters are ours? He said, the scooters are black people. Yo, he said, the scooters. That's black people. So he's saying, right? Ain't what he implying that everything is ours? Ain't that what he's saying?
Take it what you deserve to these illegal fucking aliens. Where the fuck are you, black community?
Is that what he's saying? Look, where you at, black community?
I'm calling out the black community. These are your jobs. These are your scooters to get to work.
The job's yours, the scooter's yours.
These are your shelters.
The shelter's yours.
And you constantly fucking vote for these Democrats for 70 years. The black community, I'm talking
he
to
He said
you.
For 70 years, y'all keep, see?
Take it what you deserve to these illegal fucking aliens.
So he sounds like he really needs his family to come help him. He sounds in distress. You know, he sounds like he is in need of rescue. See, so I just need him to, after he vents this, I need him to now repackage the rest of his feelings into, can y'all come save us? Because only y'all can. And I've been telling y'all that, black family. I told y'all, I said, yo, a lot of folks need us. They need us. Let me see. I'm trying to find a clip.
Let me see. Within hours, and the ship now coming to Israel to evacuate Americans. Our interview with the U.S. senators on the ground here at one point rushed to a bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, where Israel says they are preparing a coordinated attack on Hamas by land, air, and sea. The clear
okay.
reference.
Yeah,
to the anticipated-
I'll play a little bit. So I was saying, though, family. I was saying, you know, I was saying about that clip. There's all kinds of people coming over here into America. They were saying that 200 people a month were coming across that border in Mexico. 200 a month into America, right? Huh. Now, when this situation with Hamas popped off, none of the surrounding forces had any intelligence, allegedly, had no intelligence or awareness of any plans by a Hamas group. Now, though they were all in the same region and nearby, the CIA, FBI, all those three-letter groups, Israel and everybody, right? None of those forces claimed to have intelligence. So they're saying that these people were able to maneuver and plan and strategically equip themselves, right, and position themselves to get the upper hand on what's supposed to be a world power, okay? And I'm saying, how does that happen? I want you guys to picture one area, and let's just say it's surrounded by three buildings. One square or circular area and three buildings around it. Saying that people were able to strategically plan how to target that area. They were able to target that area successfully without anyone knowing that was going on. Now, you would say, how could that happen? Now, when we're talking about, like, it sounds small, right? But we're talking about these guys attacked with rockets, hundreds to thousands of rockets. How does a nation buy up hundreds and thousands of rockets with no one being able to detect them? Okay, maybe they can purchase the rockets, but how do you not know they're buying rockets and storing them near you? How do you know? You know, when we're talking about, like I said, this world, these world powers and their ability to secure intelligence, how did no one know that this might have gone down? How did anyone not see forces being gathered in such numbers? Right? Like, if you're in school and some guys are going to jump you, you can kind of see an awkward situation being staged unless it's really out of the blue. But usually you can see that coming, right? Right? Like, especially if guys are known enemies. So my question was, how did no one know about this? And the same way all of these people were put into position and things were strategically planned so that on one time, one day, one core, one a week, one month, whatever, everything can be set off perfectly. Everything went off perfectly for this Hamas, and they were able to successfully begin a war here. How does that happen? Here in America, we have 200 people coming into the border or coming into the country a month. In New York City, you have immigrants sleeping in tents because there's no housing for them. In Chicago, you have people protesting the housing of immigrants in vacant schools and abandoned properties and things like that. So all in America, people are being bombarded with foreigners or people from another place that they don't know. In the same way, in my mind, that Hamas thing popped off, 200,000 people in every other city and every other state, well, that could lead to something similar, in my opinion. Now, a lot of those immigrants who are coming over here, they are men in their 30s, 40s, some in the 50s, right? But capable. You'll see a lot of them doing like Uber Eats and DoorDash and Grubhub, that kind of stuff. So these dudes are coming here. They're getting licenses. I don't know how that's happening. I mean, they're getting licenses in cars real fast. Or they're just driving. Yeah, they're getting some kind of benefits that I don't believe everyone's aware of. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, who are these people? You also have a lot of Japanese and Chinese folks coming here. So, you know, we have to be careful. We don't know who's planning what. Do you understand? 200,000 people, that's a small military installation. You understand? That's a small brigade. No, 200,000 folks. Let's see what they're talking about here. Here we go. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm all in the wrong space. My bad, y'all.
Ground offensive came as Israel faced exchanges of rocket fire today in the north as well as the south of the country. This evening, a State Department spokesperson says the number of Americans killed in this conflict has risen to 30. 13 are unaccounted for. Amid it all, tens of thousands of refugees are fleeing northern Gaza any way they can. And there is an all-out effort by the U.S. government to get Americans out, too. This is the scene at the Rafah border, the exit from Gaza into Egypt, where some Americans have been among those waiting for days to be let in. Secretary of State Antony Blinken crisscrossing the region again today in Egypt, pushing to secure that passage. We've also learned tonight that some Americans will be leaving Israel by sea beginning tomorrow. Tom Yamas is here in Tel Aviv and starts us off tonight.
Tonight, Israel in clashes north and south of its borders. Attacks from Hezbollah in Lebanon leading to retaliation strikes, while rockets launch in and out of Gaza. The Israeli military is amassing troops and equipment along the border for a ground invasion that everyone knows is coming, but few know when it will start. Inside Gaza, a dire humanitarian crisis is growing. Water, food, fuel, and medical supplies are running out. Civilians trying to get to safety in the south while the bombardment continues. As the U.S. works to get Americans out of Gaza into Egypt through the southern border near Rafah, it's still closed. But a Palestinian official says it will open tomorrow morning. And the State Department says up to 600 Americans remain in Gaza. So far, negotiations between Egypt, Israel, and aid organizations over the border have gone nowhere as families wait in agony. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his shuttle diplomacy with a visit to Egypt today, working on all these issues.
We come to work together as well to ensure that this crisis, this conflict doesn't spread to other places.
To help ensure that, a second U.S. aircraft carrier, the Eisenhower, will join the USS Gerald Ford already in the eastern Mediterranean. And inside Israel, relentless threats from the air. We were rushed to a bomb shelter as air raid sirens went off.
We experienced what life is like even here in Tel Aviv. About 20 of us, including all six senators, had to be herded into a shelter because there were missile attacks. Thank God, none of them hit.
It also happened to the U.S. delegation here. Senators forced to take cover. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Mitt Romney in Tel Aviv, along with others, to meet with Israeli officials, as well as families of Americans taken hostage by Hamas terrorists.
When you got off that plane, what was the first thing you wanted to tell Israel's leaders?
I wanted to tell Israel's leaders, we have your back.
Do you think there's hope to rescue American hostages?
Oh, of course there is. That's why they were grabbed. Hamas wants to see if they can't get something.
Hope is all this family has. They haven't heard from their loved ones, Keith and Adrian Siegel.
So this Hamas thing set it off. And now everybody and their mom is considering getting involved, or everyone's afraid of who's going to get involved, because they're saying America needs to get involved. And then folks like China are saying if America gets involved, then they might have to get involved. So this is something to watch, okay? This whole war in the East, I really don't want to attempt to explain it to anyone anymore, because it's not just one thing or something recent that this fight is about. This fight is about biblical stuff for real, for real. So I kind of got to sit back. I'm instructed here to just sit back, family. That is not my war to fight exactly. So It's 8:33. All right, that portal is open. We're going to go ahead and call this a wrap here. This is anchor.fm/215. All right, I know I talked about a whole lot real fast here, but sometimes that's just how we got to do it, man. We got to roll like that. Go check out what Dame Dash got going on. Shout out to the OG Dame. Go download the app, all right, America New Network. All right, America New Network. Go like, subscribe, and share to Backstory Battle League on YouTube. Follow and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Go do all of that. Go do all of that. Backstory Battle League. Get involved. Tune in live. I'll be in the live. Catch me in there if you want to. You know what I mean? We can rap. Chop it up in there. I got two microphones on. Ain't nobody tell me. This whole time I got two microphones on. Ain't nobody tell me. But, oh, that's really cool. I can take that out, though. That's cool. That's cool. Okay. So, yeah, man. Go. Damn, that's why that was that loud. Okay. Now I understand. So, yeah, go get it popping. And also, follow Pink Lee. All right? Pink Cold Green Media is the company. Excuse me. Go follow Cold Green Media. All right? You can find it, Pink Lee. All right? By like, subscribing, and sharing to Pink Lee on YouTube. How do I say it? I should say, go check out Pink Lee and Cold Green Media. All right. You can find it on YouTube under Pink 2K's Lee Dash Topic. And we'll work on that. I'm gonna get it all together. All right. But yeah, go support, man. This shit is dope. We out here doing the thing. This is anchor.fm/215. The Nonstop Working Podcast, Philadelphia's number one independent podcast. Shout out to everybody who's visiting our website, www.daus.me, and continue to visit our website. Peace.
My words of wisdom for you this week. No more New Year's resolution. Start your evolution today. Why are you waiting all this time to make a change? You want to wait till the end of the month, at the end of the year, to make a change? No. You can make your change today. Listen, change is usually triggered by an inspiration. So you don't want to let doubt or fear get in the way and cloud your vision of doing what you need to do. It's going to prohibit your greatness. You can't do that. You can't let fear, doubt, procrastination, people, places, things, any of that stand in your way of reaching your goal. Remember, time waits for no one. So if you're wasting time not doing what you need to be doing to grow, not changing what you need to change, still hanging in the same places, around the same people, doing the same things, what can you expect? If you want to change, then you need to do it immediately. And you need to start your evolution. And the words of my girl Gretchen Elise, change is around the bend. So no more New Year's resolution. Start your evolution today.
Thank you so much for tapping in for Words of Wisdom with your girl. I will see you guys next week.
Duh.
To enjoy more Words of Wisdom from Pink Lee, like, subscribe, and share to Hi Pink Lee on YouTube.